Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. I am your host, Father Scott Steinkirchner, and I have to apologize for the noise in the background. I'm out traveling, preaching again, and on the road, I'm in an airport, and this is about as quiet as an airport gets. In any case, today from Germany, we have Sister Kirsten Marie Beretz, a Dominican sister of Ehrenberg. Sister Kirsten Marie teaches high school in Vechta, and her preaching today is entitled, The Only Sensible Thing.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, as you received Christ Jesus the Lord, walk in him, rooted in him, and built upon him, and established in the faith as you were taught, abounding in thanksgiving. See to it that no one captivate you with an empty, seductive philosophy, according to the tradition of men, according to the element powers of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells the whole fullness of the deity bodily, and you share in this fullness in him, who is the head of every principality and power. In him you were also circumcised with a circumcision not administered by hand, by stripping off the carnal body with the circumcision of Christ. You were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the power of God, who raised him from the dead. And even when you were dead in transgressions and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he brought you to life along with him, having forgiven us all our transgressions, obliterating the bond against us with its legal claims, which was opposed to us. He also removed it from our midst, nailing it to the cross. Despoiling the principalities and the powers, he made a public spectacle of them, leading them away in triumph by it. At first glance, Paul's words to the church in Colossus sound rather harsh, because the apostles gives here clear announcements to his addressees. This is not very inviting and does not exactly give the impression that the Colossians have a choice. But I think that Paul writes so urgently to his friends because they are close to his heart. That's why he desperately wants them to choose the right thing, to choose the right person, namely for Christ. Because for Paul, one thing is clear. Whoever decides for Christ and holds on to him, holds on to life. Because Jesus Christ died for us humans, but also rose again so that we also live. He suffered everything for us so that we would not have to suffer anymore. And therefore, Paul is convinced it is the only sensible thing to decide for Christ and to hold on to him. So it is only natural that Paul wants the same for the people who are dear to him and to whom he has already brought Christ close. That's why he writes to them so urgently. That's why he absolutely wants them to hold on to Christ and not to follow anyone who only appeals to human powers. By writing like this to the church in Colossus, Paul is also writing to us today. For we too have already come to know Christ, and yet every day we have anew the opportunity to decide for or against him. There are so many meaningful offers around us, but only the one offer provides life in fullness. Even today, it is only Christ who can offer us everything. It is still true. He is the only one who can redeem us, already here and beyond death. And that is why even today it is absolutely worthwhile to decide for Christ. It is worthwhile to hold on to him and to commit oneself to Christ again and again, even when there's a supposedly more tempting offer, even when it seems that other ways are more comfortable. For the Lord not only wants to offer us life in abundance, he also leaves us the freedom to decide anew every day. He does not force us. He does not hold us when we do not want to. But he invites us every day anew to follow him and to be on the way with him, if we only want to. Paul also knows this, and this is why he writes so urgently to his congregation in Colossus and to us today. It's up to us, and we have the freedom to decide. We have the freedom to go with Christ, and we have the freedom to receive life in abundance.